News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, as everyone knows, Ireland is going to the polls tomorrow to vote in two referendums that would change the language on family and care in the Constitution. We're joined by Brenda Parr, columnist with the Sunday Times and Irish Daily Mail, and Keith Walsh, divorce law solicitor and senior counsel. Guys, thanks to both of you for debating these issues. We might just break the two referendum. We might just deal with them separately, if that's okay. Let's start with the family referendum. Brenda Parr, what are you recommending?
The family being the durable relationships.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm definitely a no on that, Shane. I think that there's unforeseen consequences ahead if we put durable relationships into the Constitution effectively on a par with marriage. I mean, we've been told by the minister involved that issues such as succession, such as family law, such as immigration law, are all already settled in statutory terms. But all statute has to be compatible with the Constitution. It has to be constitutional. And I mean, until challenges start to arise in terms of the interpretation of durable relationships, we really don't know what impact it will have on those provisions. And
okay.
I suppose that's my concern. And I think Michael McDougall has been making that point very eloquently anyway.
Keith Walsh, how about that?
Well, I suppose I disagree with it. If we look at what the amendment is designed to do, it's actually designed to recognise the family outside marriage, non-marital families. And I think that's an incredibly positive thing. I think the durable relations aspect of it is a little bit... Of a red herring. I don't believe that it will have the unintended consequences which Michael McDougall or which Brenda believe it has. And that's because the role of marriage or the institution of marriage is still guarded against attack or is protected. So I think that is a safeguard in terms of the concerns that
Brenda, how about that the durable relations thing? It's a bit of a red herring.
Well, you see, the minister has already said that there will be no differential treatment between marital and non-marital families. So that would seem to suggest that there is an intention, at least, that non-marital families will be treated the same as marital families. And you see, the thing about unintended consequences is that they're unintended and unforeseeable. I mean, who would have told people when they were voting for the abortion referendum back in 1983 that within 10 years we would need referendums to allow women to travel to the UK and to get information? So I think
Adrian Hardiman did warn about that scenario at the time, but he was something of a lone voice.
But the thing is, when you put words that you haven't defined into the Constitution, that is my concern. I think that the issue of non-marital families being recognised would have been absolutely addressed if they'd simply taken out the words on which the family is based after the definition of marriage. I would have had no problem with that. It's adding something to the mix that is simply unquantifiable. And we've heard, the Supreme Court will decide what this is. Well, that's not actually how it works. The Supreme Court won't rock up someday and say, let's now decide what durable relationships are. They will only be required to define that when hard cases arise.
Okay.
And we know what hard cases do.
Keith?
No, I mean, this is a really positive chance for us to recognise the family outside marriage. I work every day down in Dolphin House or in Phoenix House in Dublin dealing with marital and non-marital families. Non-marital families don't feel recognised. This is really, first of all, a symbolic recognition, but it also allows us later on to bring in legislation. And an awful lot of issues have been raised in this debate about non-marital families, and there can be changes to legislation. And durable relations in the small area that it may apply, there can be legislation. It doesn't have to be a court case. The Oireachtas at any point can bring in legislation. We also have rights already for cohabitants, which indicate how non-marital structures can work. So I think it's really positive. I think it would be a pity if we miss this opportunity to recognise non-marital families because of
concern,
which I say is unfounded.
Let's move on to the second referendum, to use the term, the care referendum as shorthand. Brenda, are you also advocating a no vote here?
Oh, yeah, yes, completely. And I mean, when you see, excuse me, the number of bodies, including those that represent carers, sorry, that have difficulties with it 100%. I mean, at the moment, what the Constitution says is, sorry, Shane, that the work basically that women do in the home is unparalleled, and the country would basically grind to a halt without it. I don't have a problem with that. And the second provision that we're asked to get rid of is the one that obliges the government to ensure that women do not need to work, or mothers do not need to work outside the home for economic reasons. In other words, that any woman who would choose to stay at home with her family should be supported to do so. Again, I don't see a problem with that, but here's the real issue. The reality is, and I mean, these were figures produced just last week by the National Women's Council, that 98% of carers in the home are women. And so to deny that by introducing a gender neutral, meaningless, absolutely meaningless provision into the Constitution is to make those women's work invisible. Far from recognising it, far from acknowledging it as the Constitution does now, it will completely obscure and deny the reality.
First of all, Brendan, the figures aren't correct. The census, 2023 census, says that 61% of the unpaid carers in the home are women and 39% are male. I mean, there's a very good reason to get rid of Article...
I'm just going on the National Women's Council produced last week.
I'm just going on the census figures. So Article 41.2 is an out-of-touch and out-of-time representation of a woman's role or life within the home. I think it would be entirely positive to get rid of that. I think the difficulty with the care element of it is that it really only applies to care within the home and care within the family. And I think we really have to make sure that we vote on what's on the ballot paper tomorrow. I think it would be entirely positive to get rid of Article 41.2, which is a woman's place in the home. And it would be entirely positive to do what we can for carers within the family. I believe we should have another referendum in relation to the other issues raised about carers outside the home. And I really think we need to do more for those carers. But if we vote no tomorrow, it will condemn 41.2 to remain in the Constitution, which is really 87
Brenda,
years
how about
after
that?
The Constitution.
How about that?
Crazy.
First of all, Keith, the Constitution doesn't say a woman's place is in a home. And I mean, that has been corrected.
No, I'm aware of that. No, I'm aware of that, but it's the shorthand for it.
No, it's not.
Keith, let Brenda make the point and then you can come back.
I think like a lot of women, I'm getting a little bit fed up with men telling women what their place is and what their role is.
I don't think that's what Keith was going to be fair, Brenda.
How the Constitution, how we are being offended and insulted by the Constitution, which we all know accurately represents the work that women do and pays tribute, as Chief Justice Susan Denham says, acknowledges at present the significant role that women contribute to the common good, and to be told, look, let's just take that out and make it gender neutral when we know it's not gender neutral, Keith.
Okay.
And according to the census, 90% of those
let Keith respond to that, Brenda.
Just to say, I don't think Brenda accepts the figures in the census, which are 61%, 39%. Second of all, I mean, the woman's life in the home provision, it was a hollow promise at the time. It's been a hollow promise since. It was only in 1974 the children's allowance was paid to women as opposed to the men. It was only in 1976 there was a Family Home Protection Act. It hasn't protected women's life within the home or outside the home. It is a provision that's out of time and out of touch, and it needs to go. In relation to the second part, the gender neutral or the non-gendered aspect of care in the home, I'm a father. I may care for my children and my daughter, my eldest daughter, special needs. I'm currently working outside the home, but later on when she's older, I'll probably have to care for her within the home. And I should be recognised for that care, whether your daughter has disabilities or not, or your children. So I think there needs to be a recognition of fathers as well as mothers.
Brenda,
and I think there is also grandparents.
Thank you, Keith. Brenda, final word from you.
We
seem to have lost Brenda, unfortunately, right at the death there. But a really interesting debate there. Thanks to both Brenda Power, columnist with the Sunday Times and Irish Daily Mail, and Keith Walsh, a devout lawyer and senior counsel.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.